I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Jerry Eves, Sports Radio.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Good afternoon and welcome to Eve Sports Radio. Call now 502-571-1080 or toll free 877-904-1080. You can tweet Jerry at JerryEves5. That's JerryEves5 on Twitter.
This is Eve Sports Radio on Talk Radio 1080.
Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. I can't believe it. It's October the 22nd, 2021. That is Friday in the Louisville area, the Lexington area, everywhere, but I say it anyway. Welcome back to the show. I hope you're having a tremendous day. I've been busy, being honest with you. It's been a busy week. Of course, Simmons College basketball season is going to kick off next week. We've got basketball, football, baseball, trying to keep up with all of those. Also, we've got the radio show. We've got Lee Sterling calling in today at 12:20. We've got George Williams, whoever we all understand, Ring You. He'll be calling in soon. We also are going to have Coach Alfred Butch Beard call in second half of the show around 12:35. So I told Dalton yesterday, and I'm sorry I didn't get to you, Dalton, yesterday, to please call in right now so that we can get your picks in for this week's $20. And for all the listeners, this is not a cumulative. Each week it resets. You can get in. You can have an opportunity to win $20. Ray, I sent your money this morning and your gift cards. So I sent Steve's yesterday. So I'm up to date. Matt has me up to date on all my payments. Don't listen to George Williams. My checks do not bounce. Everyone can tell you that. They spend pretty well. So let's bring George on, and then we're going to bring Dalton right on. George Williams, how are you?
Hey, what's up, bouncy, bouncy, bouncy ball?
It's not bouncing, George. Don't even start that. George.
Oh, okay, okay. I know if Landon, you know, I think you cut Landon a little short. I don't know. I'm just saying, but I could be wrong.
Blandon's check goes to Elliott. Blandon gets nothing.
But no, I ain't talking about that check. I'm talking about in the past when you came out there and won your event when he bought his nephew and everybody came out and supported you and you gave the man a bouncing check, Jerry. I don't want to bring it up.
Let's talk to Dalton. We don't know. I know you don't smoke or drink. What have you been smoking and drinking, George?
Cold water.
That's all right. Let's bring Dalton on, Matt.
Okay, let's do that. You left him hanging yesterday.
I did. I left him hanging. Dalton, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. George, it's hard to keep that cold water lit.
Don't start today, guys.
True, Dalton, true.
It's Friday, but don't start today, Dalton.
I like Dalton, man.
I see. We've got big games, Dalton, as you well know. We've got a Cincinnati tie with Mr. Ritter, as you well know. His mother, Sarah, lives in the city. So we're pulling for him. Cincinnati at Navy, 27-point favorites. What do you have?
I'll take them covering 30. Well, I'll make it 20. I'll take 50-21. But before we get into the games, can I make a quick comment?
Sure. No, as long as you got time. I thought you had to work, Dalton.
I just punched my lunch. I got 28 minutes with you, Jerry.
Okay, good. Take your time, Dalton.
I don't know what the theme of the show is going to be, but I want to commend you and everybody else commends you about just calling it right down the middle. You know, it's your alma mater, your former team. You got a ring from. But you know, when people act out, you call it as you see it. It's been, I don't want to say it's been the theme over there of them burying their head in the sand because they know what's happening and they cover it up. And anybody that points it out, they bury them in the sand. And out of everybody in the radio game, you and Vannetti were the only ones that called that out as U of L people when nobody else would. And they turned your back on you. And it's ridiculous. They clear house, but they don't want to bring Jerry back.
Tony, that's a pretty good way. You're right, though. Tony Vannetti did, and I want people to know that. When we were going, George and I, we were going there. Tony Vannetti would come in our studio, tell him, George, and we'd be the only two that would tell the truth. You're 100% correct. No, that is the truth.
Well, and you'll notice he doesn't have a sports show anymore. He has a talk show.
Don't, quit telling the truth, Dalton. They may run me out of here, Dalton.
I got your back, Jerry. We'll let you come down at Central Park and hold your show, dude. You're my friend.
Hey, George. You know what the son, Dalton, I got the best sponsors in the world. Dalton, I told people, you know I have sponsors that pay me not to have commercials just for content? I do. Dalton, this has been the best thing I've ever done. I love it. I'm being honest with you. I do. I've had sponsors.
And that's one of the reasons you're going to stay on, Jack, because of those good sponsors.
Bluegrass Audi, Republic Bank, D'Oreal, Thornton's, Kalia's, all of Wagner's, all of mine. River Road Barbecue. Come on, guys. It doesn't stop. Court Physical Therapy has been the very best.
You just started him, Dalton.
I know. But Dalton, you're right.
You just keep calling it as you see it. When one of the teams in this state has more scandals in the past 10 years than the other team has banners in the last 80, somebody's got to say something about it.
Dalton, I did not look, Dalton. You're speaking the truth, but you're cutting into my scoop, Dalton. Damn, you got to stop, Dalton. But Dalton, you are telling the truth, Dalton. Now, Dalton, tell me something. Do you live in the city of Louisville, or are you outside the city of Louisville, Dalton?
I'm in Old Louisville, babe.
Okay. Oh, you're right around the corner from me then, Dalton. I mean, I'm doing my show from Simmons, right around Kentucky, yep. So I'm right around the corner from you. But, hey, Dalton, I want your true opinion. George, yours too. If you had to give your opinion in the city of Louisville, are there more Cat fans and Cardinal fans? Your opinion, and don't give me the Kentucky flavor. Tell the truth.
No,
what do you think the percentage is?
You know, I didn't grow up here, but I've lived here for the past about 15 years. And it's not even, I think it leans a little bit blue.
And
I won't say where I work, but I'm real close to Wagner's, and there's a lot of red around here, and I'm the only one wearing blue.
Okay,
and,
no, that's...
I get more comments positively on my blue than negative from the Cards fans.
Okay. George, what do you think? City of Louisville.
I think it's close. I think maybe in the western part of the city, it's more Cardinals than Cats. And, you know, just depends on where you live. I say eastern part, more Cardinals than Cats. It just depends on where you live in the city. I think just on the outside of Louisville, where you're talking about Mount Washington and them, you got all the Cat fans there. So I think it's like Dalton said, I think it's about 60-40. And I'm going to go U of L, 60-40.
Okay. Guys, because we were just – honestly, someone asked me that today, and we were talking about it, and I just said, I'm with Dalton, George. I'm more in that 52-48
catch. Right.
But I could be wrong.
I can see that, Jay. I mean, I have but it's so close, you know what I mean?
It's close.
Wherever you go, that's what makes it such a great rivalry in the city of Louisville more than anywhere else, is because of the diversity of the Cat fans and Kentucky fans, because basically in Lexington, And the surrounding areas, you're going to have basically Cat fans. But when you come in the city of Louisville, you got a war.
So there's a section in Lexington that likes Louisville. Go ahead, Dalton.
You go to any store in this county that sells college apparel, where it be posters, jerseys, hats, it's split 50-50, blue and red.
It's split 50-50.
Right.
I agree.
Any other of the 119 counties, it's going to be more blue, and in Lexington, there's going to be no red. I've got a family friend a couple years ago. They went to paint their house in Lexington, and they wanted to paint one of the houses red. They went to every home improvement store. Nobody sells red paint.
I'm not believing you. No, George, that can't be true, Don. I'm going to Home Depot today.
I mean, you don't have no clout, Jay. I mean, look, brother, I always want to do what Big Brother do. I mean, you know, we can go here and buy blue all day in Louisville, you know what I'm saying?
Here's another question. I want y'all to listen to me now. I believe from 75 to 88, 89, that Louisville was eating into some of the Blues fans. I think we were having people come over. I'm being honest with you.
In the city of Louisville?
I'm talking about throughout. I think our style of play in the 80s, George. Listen to me now, George. Our style of play started to have some Cat fans on the ropes to almost being Card fans. What do you think, Dalton and George? I'm going to give you both opinions. What do you all think?
That's a little bit out of my
You're too young.
If you look at the style of play of, you know, Joe B's 78 team, and then just a couple years later, you go to, you know, Dr. Duncanstein. It's a big change. As the game progressed, I think you get some of those fringe fans that join on for the style of play.
But, you're
true blue. You know, we put 65,000 fans in Commonwealth when we're going 2-10. Those guys ain't changing.
I got you. Now, George, what do you think, George?
Well, Jerry, when I was in school in Paducah at that time, and like I say, everything down, every school in Western Kentucky wanted to wear blue if they could. Okay. You know, very few wore red. They wear green. They wear everything else there. But most of in the western part
don't
of the
state. Don't sell my Hilltoppers short, George.
You know, it was all blue.
Short. Don't sell my Hilltoppers short down there, George.
No, the Hilltoppers are the Hilltoppers.
Okay.
But you said Louisville, UK. You said Louisville, UK, right?
I did, but they're red, George, so I've got to adopt everything.
No, you didn't say nothing about no red. You said Louisville, UK, Jerry. You didn't talk about the colors until you couldn't get no paint.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, until I couldn't get paint. Then you brought up colors.
Then I inherited Western Kentucky. Okay. Well, don't
okay, Hilltoppers dominate. Hilltoppers, like, you know, the best kept secret in the state is probably Western. Because almost everybody likes Western.
Yes. Yes, they haven't gotten in the middle of the hate
state,
game.
The only thing red you find out in the state are the voting results.
Stop, Dalton. Now, see, Dalton. Dalton, stop. Let's get to the games. We've got Cincinnati. You've given me that one. Let's go to Tennessee, Alabama at Alabama. The voting results. You're so bad, Dalton. Alabama's 27-point favorites. Who are you going with?
I think this is a little opportunity for Alabama to flex after some of the shakeups they've had at A&M. I don't think Tennessee clears 20. We'll say 56-17.
Okay. I just hope they beat the dog snot out of Tennessee for what the fans did. How about
– Oh, man, that was horrible. We didn't get to that, Jared, but that was horrible.
Today, Coach Beard, we'll talk about it at the end, George. I know he spoke with you. Ohio State at IU. What do you think? Ohio State's 18.5-point favorites.
Yeah, State 45-24.
Okay. Are you disappointed at IU this year, though? I expected more.
No,
I did.
They've met all my expectations. I stay on this side of the river, and I don't have too many things nice to say about that side.
Don't you're opinionated, that's for sure. USC Notre Dame. George, he just killed the whole state of Indiana. Jesus, Dalton. Are you still mad at Bobby Knight for what he did to
watch him, Dalton. He's trying to throw you on the bus. Man, you have all your friends looking for you like they're looking for you.
I think if
Bobby Knight didn't have the IU attached to his name, I think I'd be a big fan. Other than acting out against the players, but I mean, hey, the dude's going to do what he's going to do, and he didn't really care if you liked it or not.
No, he didn't.
They won. USC at Notre Dame. Notre Dame 6.5-point favorites.
I think this is an upset here. We'll take USC 27-20.
That's a difference from everyone else, and if it happens, you'll have a chance of winning the money. Boston College at Louisville, my Fighting Cardinals, 6.5-point favorites, Cardinals, 4 p.m.
That's the hardest game of the week. As much as I don't want to pick for the Cards, I mean, they, like you said yesterday, if they don't win this one,
it's a bye week. They've got to win it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
a two-sided coin coming out of a bye. Did they prepare and get ready, or they do too much partying and relaxing? I think it's a close one. We'll say 31-30 Cards.
Gotcha. Dalton, I got to let you go. I got to get Lee Sterling on. It's 12:20. Love you, man. Have a good lunch.
Have a great one, Dalton.
Appreciate it.
Good having you on today.
Y'all take it easy.
All right.
Elliot, Matt, let's get to break. It's just a habit I'm going to bring you. Matt, let's get to break. This is East Sports Radio. Phone number is 502-571-1080. We will be back with Lee Sterling.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers. Remember when you're talking to the man upstairs, and just because he
doesn't. Welcome back to East Sports Radio. Oh, yes, I catch you off guard all the time. Well, he's singing about George, boy. Sometimes I got to pray for George. But welcome back to East Sports Radio. That was just Garp Brook, George. You didn't know. But anyway.
You're right.
Unanswered
you're right.
prayer, George.
You're right.
He won't answer my prayer for you. I've been wanting him to take you out, George,
I'm
for years.
Praying, I mean, that's
I've been praying for him to take
about,
you out.
I'm glad to know about that side of you.
I've been praying for him to take you out.
I don't have to give a collection, do I?
No,
I know
George,
you got money.
We're not
I don't check to see if you're taking up a collection. Is that why you're starting to pray for me? Because I ain't giving you no money, okay?
I got you, George. George, okay. We've got the real celebrity on, so I'm so glad.
Oh, we're talking about money time, huh?
Exactly. We're talking about Lee Sterling. Lee.
Money.
Welcome
Lee,
to East
Money
Sports Radio.
Sterling. Okay.
How you doing, Lee? Lee, what's been going on, baby?
What's up, money?
I'm good. How about yourself?
You know, oh, man, can't complain. Here you on. I'm going to pick up some ducats, so I'm all
let
right.
Just tell
do
you.
It.
Lee's got a new thing.
Wait till you hear the special I got. You guys sit down?
I'm sitting down. You going to give it to him or you want me to, Lee?
Let Lee give it to him, man. He got a better voice. Go ahead.
He does. Go ahead, Lee.
I don't know about that. But, okay, so I know I get a lot of calls from people telling me, hey, I'd love to join you. You know, my situation right now, you know, isn't great. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm, you know, a $20 or $30 player. Mm-hmm. So I developed something I've never done before, and we're in the equinox. All five sports are going on.
They are. So, exactly.
You can get football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and the UFC each weekend, this weekend, the next weekend.
Okay.
It would probably sell for like $397. I'm not going to do it for $397, $297, or even $197.
Really?
Just a hundo. That's right. $100 bill. So you're probably going to make your money back in one day, and you got the next 8 or 9 days for your profit. We text these games to you, and you will get the text usually by 3 o'clock Eastern time, weekends.
Okay.
You get it by 11:15 in the morning.
Okay.
10 days, all five sports, a hundo, $100, okay. ParamountSports.com.
10-day combo package, George. All sports, yep. Only 100 bucks. Crazy. Mm,
yep.
Crazy. Great deal.
We're in the Equinox. You know,
the
NBA used to start in right around Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Right. But they're starting it a couple weeks early, you know, so these guys can have, you know, they don't want to, you know, work too hard. You know, they don't want to
for $150 million. Exactly. We don't want to even go there. We can talk about that all day.
I'll tell you something that I find fascinating. We're going to have two seasons in less than, 90 days? Yep. They start their second season. They don't have a championship and a second season in 90 days. We got to give them a little credit, fellas. They're working hard for their money right now.
A little bit.
Yeah, it is a long time. But
what about Ben Simmons?
It's not like before. I mean, those guys. I mean, did you remember Magic Johnson? Like, I'm going to take off every fourth or fifth game.
Lee,
no,
I played in that era.
I heard nobody do that, Lee. That amazes me.
I played in that era. Nobody took off. Larry Bird, Magic, they played hurt. Larry Bird used to sit on the floor with a hot pack on his back when he came out of games to come back.
I had a friend who had a 7-year-old. He's a LeBron James fan. LeBron and the Lakers came here, I think it was not last year, the year before.
Okay.
Didn't even play in the game. Just maintenance. Mm-hmm. The kid was in tears.
Absolutely. No, I mean, people pay to see those guys. Michael Jordan let no one down. He played every game.
I tell you what amazes me, though, more than in that, guys, is how you sign a $100 or $200 million contract and you don't want to play for that team. Seemed like I would know that up front, that I'm not going to play for you anymore before I sign that. I'm going to give me $200 million, Jeff. I think I'm your best friend for life.
Well, I'm going to tell you all what. In the next players' agreement, I'm telling you all for a fact.
Oh, we all know that.
The owners are going to fight these Simmonses.
I mean,
they don't want to work on their game, George. They're going to start to hold this money. All these guys making their own decisions about when and where they want to play after signing. Mark Clayton was on with me yesterday, Lee.
I heard him
get to the games in Georgia. And we never were able to get all the way to it. Mark Clayton held out because Miami was offering him $80,000.
Isn't that crazy?
After being the Pro Bowler. And he ended up getting 110, and he was happy. Yep. Ben Simmons has got $147 million sitting, and he's upset because he can't shoot a free throw or a jump shot. It's got ridiculous, guys. It has. Anyway, Lee, let's get started. You know, you've been rolling. You've been strong. Let's go to this Wake Forest Army game. What do you think? Wake Forest, the best team in ACC. That's unbelievable for me to say.
Well, this is about the time, just like Oklahoma State, where things usually start unraveling for them. So I think it's going to be a tough game. They've got to face a totally different offense. And Army has already faced a wide-open passing game like Western Kentucky. So I think Wake Forest is in trouble. I'm calling for the upset. Army, 31-30. Yep.
And I hope that's not the game of the weekend. I messed you up. My printer printed it incorrectly. But upset, what does that say about the ACC? And now, Lee, Clemson's just bad. They're just not good. Yeah. They're just not. So let's go to Clemson-Pittsburgh. Let's go to that game next. Your opinion.
So
Pittsburgh, 3-point
Clemson's
favorites.
Offensive line hasn't been good. Now they've pretty much lost three guys on the offensive line. We know they've lost two of their top three defensive linemen. Okay. They can't run. They can't pass block. The receivers are getting no separation. Kenny Pickett's the real deal. I mean, he could end up being the first quarterback going in the draft. He has 21 touchdowns, just one interception. As long as he gets some semblance of a running game, take some pressure off him, I think they're going to be a good spot here. Tigers, usually your spread record tells you a lot about your team. They're 0-6 against the spread. Make it 0-7. Pitt, 31-20 over Clemson.
I agree. What's the problem with Clemson? George and I spoke about it. What's the problem? Are they just not talented?
Lost a lot of big-time players. Lost a lot of really good players. And, you know, maybe leadership. You know, sometimes just things run its course. Alabama, the way they've been able to keep it together so far, I think, is amazing. But look at all the guys they lost. They lost even more talent. You know, they lost a star quarterback, star running back, two great receivers, and a bunch of great defensive backs, and they're still, you know, top five team in the country. Clemson just wasn't able to do it. So Dabo's slipping. Brent Venables probably wishes he moved on.
He took the job, exactly.
Yeah, and he had a lot of jobs. A lot of people wanted to talk to him, but he decided to hold off. Well, I think he'll be all ears this offseason.
$2 million office defensive coordinator, George. $2 million defensive coordinator for Clemson.
Nothing wrong with that, Jack. I can see why he's staying where he's at for a while. You know what I mean? So I can get more than $2 million. I'm not moving either.
Yeah, perfect situation. I'll have to be the head coach. Just make $2 mil as being a defensive coordinator.
And I ain't got to make all the major decisions, and everybody's not going to ask me for interviews.
There you go.
That's right.
Ohio State and Indiana. Coach Allen's team has been a slight disappointment. Ohio State's 20-point favorites.
So I think Indiana fired their final bullets, spirited effort in the first half against Michigan State, but second half they had nothing left. Three turnovers, Jack Tuttle. He throws the ball total 52 times. He only comes up with 188 yards. You put the ball 52 times, you got to come up with 300-400 yards passing here. The Buckeyes are fresh off the bye here, looking to gain some confidence as they go down the stretch. Yeah, the Hoosiers have won 8 of the 10 against the spread in the series, but not this year. Romper room special. Ohio State.
You have a way to describe things.
Romper room special. That's good. No, Lee, you're right. Indiana has been able to cover the spread, but I agree with you. I think Ohio State, trying to make sure that they get in the top four, they have to come out and crush Indiana. Now, biggest game. You're a Miami alumnus and you're a Miami fan. You've got North Carolina State, the best. They just destroyed Boston College, who plays Louisville. And Miami's coach is in trouble, George. I don't know if you know that, George, but I've been listening to all the Miami channels.
Yeah, I've been listening to it.
He's in trouble. Lee, what goes on with Miami and this game, NC State?
So Miami's not covered each of the last six at home. Wolfpack, outside of having a left tackle that's really good, they really don't have much as far as guys getting drafted high in the draft. They're just playing as a team. They took care of BC last week.
Oh, I mean, gosh.
It was like a business meeting. I mean, just took care of them.
Dismantled
them. Now they're going to come to Miami. Unless the only real weapon Miami has is Jalen. How about this name? Rooster Knighton. Rooster number four is the real deal. He was suspended for four games. Unless he has a game where he runs and catches for passes for over 200 yards, I don't see it for Miami. I like North Carolina State, 34-27.
What about the coach's situation at Miami?
He's done. I mean, he's got to go 4-2 just to get to 6-6. He loses this game, it's all over. The only guy that might be able to save the program this time might be Mario Cristobal. That's it.
Lee, question for you. You have so much talent in Miami and around you, and you can't change coaches so often. I mean, how do you think that you're going to get continuity with the kids in the city and in the state because of the way you change coaches? Because, you know, a lot of relationships are built on coaches and kids, and you guys seem to change your coaches so often, and you have all the talent. Everybody's coming and getting your talent and moving it out. So how are you going to build that relationship back? You know you got the powerhouse in Miami.
Yeah, I agree. So it is important, but they just made a mistake five times in a row. Sometimes this is 3 years. They lost in his first year to FIU.
Yes, they
did. FIU on a neutral site, and then they went to a bowl and played Louisiana Tech and got shut out. And
when does, not even, when, When did this come on the AD, Lee? If five mistakes in a row, I mean, how many mistakes will you get before you get it right?
You hit the nail on the head. What he did was, I love Gary Furman for Kane Sport called what he did athletic director malpractice.
He did.
So when Mark Rick stepped down, he knew Manny Diaz was going. And, okay, mm-hmm. you want to interview him. He didn't interview anyone else.
Wow.
Within 24 hours, he decided he was the guy. Didn't talk to one other person. And I think that Blake James is in trouble. I mean, you know, unless
he's got to be.
Mm-hmm. he get Mario Cristobal. I mean, you think someone like Billy Napier, like Louisiana, or the coach at Coastal Carolina, you know, these kids down here don't know him. At least Mario does. He has credibility. Mm-hmm. The problem was, he accepted the job. He was here at Miami for 6 weeks, hired under Mark Richt as the offensive line coach, and then decided to go to Alabama. And I think those hurt feelings by Blake James played into the decision, and they're paying for it right now.
Great. Last game, Lee. Yeah. Huge game. You've got Louisville at home against BC. North Carolina State dismantled BC. You're 100% right. The week before that, Boston College, almost on the road, defeats Clemson. Clemson has to drive it on the last possession. What happened? Louisville, it's a must-win for Coach Satterfield, not for his job, but just for the well-being of his team. What do you think happened?
So if Phil Jurkovic played in this game, then BC has a shot. But Dennis Grovel, just not good enough. I mean, the difference between these two guys is monumental. If they fall behind, they don't have the passing game to catch up. Lee Cunningham is going to have he had a field day last year in the game. They were moving the ball up and down the field. DeVille, 5-2 against the spread as a home favorite here. Let's ride DeVille here, 34-24.
Yeah, they need it, Lee. Great. Anything else you need to get out, Lee, baby?
That's it. Just they want to hop on board the greatest special of all time for a hundo.
No question.
All five sports for 10 days, ParamountSports.com.
10-day combo package, all sports, only $100. Lee, love you, man. Take care.
All right, Money Sterling, you take care, baby.
Take care. See ya.
See you. Bye-bye. Let's get to break. When we come back, Coach Beard will be calling in, and we'll take callers.
All of them.
And their games. Eve Sports Radio, 502-571-1080.
It's what she's doing now is tearing me apart. Filling up my mind and emptying my heart.
Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio, October 22nd, 2021. Just a little Garth Brooks. That's all. I want everybody to understand. Do not try to pigeonhole Eve Sports Radio. Now, we've got a lot of people on the line. It's a busy show. We've got Coach Beard. We'll be calling in a second. But we've already got Kobe Harrison and AC and people waiting on the hotline. So, Matt, let's bring on Kobe Harrison before Coach Beard calls in. Kobe, how are you?
Hey, Jerry, how you doing, buddy? Hey, Matt.
We're good. You got George on, so awesome.
Oh, George's there? Georgie, my boy.
Yeah, no question. What's going on with you, Kobe?
Well, not much. I had a trivia question I was going to give to you.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
How many World Series do you think Dusty Baker's won? That's just a question. It ain't the one I'm talking about.
You know, Kobe, I'm just not experienced enough to know, but I know he's doing a fantastic job with them damn Astros. But I would say one, maybe. One or two.
He has one inning. Ain't that bad? He's the only guy, too, coaching, Jerry, that he's had five different teams he took to the playoffs. The only coach in baseball that's ever done that. And he ain't won a World Series.
Hasn't won a World Series. I got you. I did not know that. But, I mean,
yeah,
shoot, they're looking good.
No, he's had in the playoffs.
I mean, that's all there is.
He's a heck of a mind now, baseball mind.
He is. You think they'll get it done?
They're going to be hard to beat. And if Atlanta plays like it did last night, the pressure's back on them now.
Well, that's true. So I just hope I'm just pulling. Of course, you know I'm pulling for the Braves. So are you. But it's going to be a good series. They got
yes,
hot.
It will.
That's got hot. It's going to be a good series. It's been a
Who
lot
you
of
like George? Season. Who's George like?
I don't. George. I think we've lost George. Yep, we've lost George. So we're
lost
having
George.
We're having issues with the phones. He'll get back in. But I just told Coach Beard. Yeah, a lot of things are going on with the phone lines. Yeah, Matt, coach is trying to get in, so he's calling on that bet line. Hopefully, he's just having – everybody's having issues with our phones. But, Cobby, you got to. So, that's all.
I'm on 571-1080. Let me say – can I say hi to Butch?
He's there, yes. Go right ahead. Yep. Cobby, go ahead. Butch is here.
Cobby.
Okay. Hey, Butch Beard, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
What's going on with you, Butch? We just lost Cobby. Cobby was just talking a little baseball. You know, you don't know anything about baseball, Butch, so Cobby and I were taking care of it.
Oh, Jesus. I wanted to talk to Cobby because Cobby and I wouldn't understand what's been said. You don't.
Okay? I agree. I just don't agree. And we also had George, but we lost George. But we've been busy. But, Coach, let's you and I now. Let's slow this down a little bit. You sent me a email last night. Late, of course, I was asleep because, you know, I go to bed at night. But it was something that the Washington Wizards are doing. So I'd like for you to elaborate.
Well, it's something that the Washington Wizards have done. So last night, they unveiled Wes Unseld's bust at the arena where they play. I know it's named something. I think it's First Capital Arena now. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, again, we have the greatest player in the history of the University of Louisville, and all we got is a jersey number up in the rafters. And I told you I'm coming on to let the U of L fans know that this is unacceptable, and the university should know this is unacceptable.
Coach
voted, you know, voted one of the top 75 players in the NBA. It's unacceptable.
How we get here, Coach? You know, I agree with you, but I'm just asking your opinion. How did we get to this point where we are today? I'm happy that they're doing Lamar Jackson. I think that's one of these games. I'm happy for that. But how did this city forget about one of its own, Coach? How? To this level.
Well, I'm not going to put it all on this regime.
Yeah, no, I agree. This regime is inheriting the problem.
I'm going to go back to even Bill Olson when he was athletic director.
Okay.
And from there on, we already know what those people were about. They were about, you know, Rick and Tom were about breaking down legacies and building their own, and the city forgot about who they were. And how they got to be what they are. And if it wasn't for Wes Unseld, wouldn't have a University of Louisville basketball program that was nationwide.
Mm-hmm. Coach, you're only speaking the truth. I agree. I'm hoping that there can be a resolution. This has been spoken. You've heard it more than I have, is that the family does not want University of Louisville to do that. That has been spoken. Yeah. Would you speak about that?
Well, the family, you know, the family did say they didn't want that. But the University of Louisville, look, I'm pretty sure that the Washington Wizards did not call West's family and say, would you be okay if we, you know, did a bust of him and put it, you know, in the arena in Washington, D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and here's the other thing. The statue of Johnny Unitas, I'm pretty sure that they did the statue. They were going to do the statue, and they called the family, come in, you know, and be a part of it.
The ceremony.
This right here is the damnedest thing I've ever seen, because the University of Louisville keeps buying, you know, they keep on saying the family didn't want, you know, they don't want a statue of West. Well, if we don't have a statue of West, we don't have history of the men's basketball program.
Coach Beer, here's, you've spoken nothing but the truth, Coach. The problem is this. It's why that they would even have to ask the family, like you alluded, they should just do it. But now there's a controversy, Coach, because it's been neglected so long that I'm looking right now. I've got right in front of me. Tubby Smith is coming back to University of Kentucky, and they're going to honor Orlando Tubby Smith again. Okay, the University of Kentucky is their first African-American basketball coach. Kentucky will retire jersey in Smith's honor. The school said it will hang from the Rupp Arena rafters. Okay. Coach Smith said, I'm very humbled. Smith said, in a virtual appearance on BBN Tonight's television show, we're grateful to have had the opportunity to lead such a great program. So, again, it seems that Kentucky has taken the time out to look into it. And whenever you speak about it or I speak about it, Coach, all that we're going to hear is that we want something, need a job, need some money. That's all we're going to hear, Coach. They're going to run us in the ground, and that's the last thing either one of us need, period. But that's what we're going to hear, Coach. Well, that's Jerry, the defense mechanism. The defense mechanism is they need something or want something. Yeah, you're right. I admired Wes Unseld. Coach Beard, you lived in the dorm with him, but I want people to know he moved next. That's a lie. I moved next to his parents at 9 years old. My first airplane flight was on Wes Unseld's ticket. My first NBA playoff game in the locker room when the players were smoking cigarettes, my eyes were big as silver dollars, was Wes Unseld's ticket standing next to Big Charlie. That man, other than my mom and dad, did everything in his family, gave me money in the summer. I worked and did things for Big Charlie. He did the entire neighborhood that way. Wes was a huge mentor, and here we are today, and people are saying that we're wrong, and it's an insult. That's why I'm never going away, Coach. I know what Wes stood for. Coach, I know what you and Wes let Derek Smith and I tag along. I heard the conversations. I won't speak for Wes, but we both know, Coach. You can. I'm not. But we both know the real issue. But it's just a disgrace that we're here today. And it's a disgrace that they put it on us for speaking about it. That's all I got to say, Coach.
Yeah. And you know what? It seems like every regime that comes in there, that, you know, and when I say that, I'm talking about the people who are part of the athletic department. Mm-hmm. They have no idea, or maybe they do have an idea about how it got started. See, it had to start someplace. It just didn't start overnight. Mm-hmm. Something had to happen in order for it to be what it is today. And so they want to act like that it never existed. The 60s never existed. And if it wasn't, like I said, if it wasn't for him, I mean, it wouldn't have been nationally known. And there's no reason for that university not to honor him the way that he should be honored. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for it.
Or the city coach.
There's none whatsoever.
Or the city coach, Beard. I'm going past the university.
The city has so many problems, it can't even take care of itself.
Gotcha.
Okay? If the university starts to do the right thing, then the city will do the right thing, Jerry. Okay. I tell you all the time, the university is supposed to be the beacon of light. And if the beacon of light is always blinking and there's something wrong with the beacon of light, and the damn city is going to be messed up.
You're not the only one that says that to me. I got a person who tells me that all the time. Honestly, his name's Coach Salyer. Says it all the time, Coach Beard, just like you. Coach, let me get to break, pay some bills. We'll be right back. Got Alfred Butch Beard. Sorry about the phone line problems. We'll work through them. It's Eve Sports Radio. Phone number 502-571-1080.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey rounds and the beer.
Welcome back to Eve Sports Radio. Coach Beard, I got friends in low places. That's George. I don't know what happened to George. We lost him, but I was waiting for that coach. I sent these to Matt this morning. I said, I can't wait to get George. I got friends in low places. That's George. So, Coach, welcome back to eSports Radio. Phone number is 502-571-1080. Coach Beard, here's the thing that University of Louisville fans, younger fans, the older fans know that Wes Unseld was the best ambassador that they'll ever have, ever from this university, ever. Better than you and I. You know that. We hung with him when he used to tell us, calm down, get your head right, settling us down. He's the very best. His family from this city are the very best. His brother was an alderman. His other brother was a police officer. You're not going to be able to do more than the Unsells did for the city of Louisville. That's all there is to it. I don't care what young Louisville fan has to say. They have no idea what they're talking about. That family is A+, period. No ifs, no ands, no buts, period.
And Jerry, the only reason why I came on is because I want the Louisville fans to listen to what I had to say. I want them to do what they do, grab that phone and Google, okay?
They'll be killing you and I. They'll be killing you and I. That's all, Coach.
Well, hey.
They'll be talking about you and I. We want something.
That's okay. You know what? I do want something. I want a statue of Wes Unsell in front of the Yum Center.
That's what I want.
That's what I want.
Yep. That's what the community deserves.
Come in and watch U of L games. They can read about the history and read about, hey, it started out there on campus in Crawford Gym, went to Freedom Hall, and now at the Yum Center. That's what I want. And the guy who helped put it in motion was Wes Unsell.
Oh, there's no question, Coach. So, Coach, yes, we're going to see, and yes, the Wizards are going to honor Wes, and I just want people to know that the family will be there, and it's going to be a great ceremony. Yes, Wes's son got his first win last night with the Wizards.
Last night, yep.
Yes, 1-0 as the head coach of the Washington Wizards. And yes, legacies do mean things. It does create opportunities, no matter what people want to say. And, Coach, we've got a big weekend here. I want to ask you, they are retiring Lamar Jackson, and he is a video game. He is the first Heisman from the University of Louisville. He's doing tremendous things professionally. He is a first-class individual. I'm happy for him. What do you have to think? What do you think about that situation?
Oh, I think it's great that, you know, that they're honoring him.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because, again, you know, after Teddy Bridgewater, he took it to another level.
Oh, okay? There's no question. Mm-hmm.
And that's all well and good, all right? But we're talking about guys that, you know, the regimes that are killing the 60s, they're honoring, and that's good. But I'm just saying, nobody knows about the University of Louisville until, I'm talking about nationally, until Wes Unsell walked on that campus. That's the reason why you got a Teddy Bridgewater. That's the reason why you got a Lamar Jackson.
Thank you. And all the other great athletes that followed
up. I don't understand, Jerry. I don't understand that.
I'm not the one to ask, Coach, because, you know, I'm in the same playing field as you are. I have no idea who's on first, what's on second, and who's making decisions on third. But I do know that Johnny Unitas was recognized, did not have a great college career, had a great professional career, just like Wes.
There you go.
And and you see it sitting on campus. But when you say Wes, everybody drops their head and starts to walk away saying, here we come again. Well, Coach, we're never going away. Until God takes me, I'm going to talk about Wes Unsell, bottom line. So, Coach Beer, have a great weekend. Watch the games. Everybody else, have a fantastic time. Kentucky's got a bye. Cardinal game, I'll be there tomorrow at 4 p.m. Coach Beard, and we'll watch great sports this weekend. Love you, Coach. Be good.
Okay. All right. Be good, Jerry.
Eve Sports Radio, be safe. Talk to you all on Monday, God willing. Take care.